Find a solution. Do not endure.
Dada, when you say we must avoid conflicts, does that mean that we have to practice tolerance?
No. To avoid conflict does not mean to tolerate. Your ability to tolerate is limited. How much can you tolerate? To tolerate is the same as compressing a spring. How long can a spring remain compressed? Rather than learn how to tolerate, learn how to reach a solution. Without this knowledge of the laws, one has no choice but to tolerate everything, and eventually the compressed spring will recoil, causing a lot of damage. Nevertheless, alas, such are the rules of nature. There are no laws in this world dictating that you must endure because of someone else. If you are forced to tolerate the acts of others, realize that it is because of your own karmic account. It is because of your past karmas. You do not know where this account came from. So you assume it is something new being directed to you. No one creates new accounts. It is merely the old ones, karmas from your previous life, coming back to you. In our Jnan, that is, the knowledge of self-realization, we do not have to tolerate anything. We just observe through Jnan that the other person is a pure soul and that he is merely instrumental in settling our past account. This awareness solves the puzzle.
Does this mean we have to accept in our mind that all these are pending accounts and that is why they arise?
The person himself is a pure soul and his relative self is his prakriti, that is, inherent characteristics one is born with. It is his prakriti which is bringing the results of your past karma through his thoughts, speech and acts. You are a pure soul and so is he. Your prakriti and his are simply settling accounts with one another. The other person seemingly hurts you because his prakriti is unfolding through his thoughts, his actions and his speech. I am teaching you to be aware of this process as is. Consider the other person as a pure soul and his prakriti is unfolding to settle the account with you. He is merely an instrument in settling the account of your unfolding karma. With the knowledge of this solution, endurance is not necessary. If you continue to endure, what will happen? One day, that spring will recoil. Have you seen a spring rebound? My spring used to rebound many times. I would be tolerant for days. Then it would bounce back. Then I would get angry and upset everyone. This used to occur in my state of ignorance. I remember it well. I am aware of it, which is why I am telling you not to learn to tolerate. It is in the state of ignorance that one has to tolerate. However, with this knowledge, we just have to analyze and understand the cause behind all this. The results will be apparent in the way our accounts unfold. Nothing exists outside of our accounts.
You clashed through your own mistake.
In this world, all conflicts you encounter are due entirely to your own mistake. No one else is to blame. People are going to clash anyway. If asked, why did you get into conflict? The response would be, because they did. Therefore, he is blind and by clashing with him, you too become blind.
What happens if we create conflict within a conflict?
You will break your head. If a conflict arises, what must you understand?
It is my own fault.
Yes, you must accept this mistake immediately. If there is a conflict, you should understand that you must have done something to cause it. Once you become aware that it is your own mistake, you will have the solution and the puzzle will be solved. If you keep searching for fault in the other person, your puzzle will persist. If we believe and accept that we are at fault, we will be free from this world. There is no other solution. To attempt to resolve clashes in any other manner will further entangle you because your subtle ego is working behind those attempts. Why are you looking for remedy? If someone says that you are at fault, you should accept it and say, "I have always known this." The intellect causes conflicts in the worldly life. It will even wake you up at 2 a.m. and show you all kinds of negative things. It may even lead you towards a self-destructive path. If you desire absolute liberation, you must ignore the intellect at all times. Indeed, your intellect is needed for your daily interaction, but on the path of liberation, it is dangerous and destructive. It may even point out the faults of a Jnani Purush, the one who is going to liberate you. How can you possibly doubt the one who liberates you? If you do, your liberation will be postponed for infinite lives to come. Conflict arises because of your own ignorance. If you clash with anyone, it is a sign of your own ignorance. God does not look at wrong or right. He only looks to see whether the situation has ended in conflict or not. There is no right or wrong as far as God is concerned. Only people preoccupy themselves with this concept. Where God is concerned, there is no state of duality, that is, good and bad.
असीम जय जयकार हो
Those who clash are all walls.
If you walk into a wall, who is at fault, you or the wall? If you plead with the wall and tell it to get out of your way or give you justice, will it do so? If you insist on your prearranged ways and thinking then whose head will be broken?
Mine.
Therefore, who has to be careful? Whose fault is it? The fault is of the one who gets hurt. This world is just like a wall. Suppose you end up colliding with a door or a wall. Will you experience a conflict with the door or the wall?
The door is not a living thing.
So do you mean to say that just because there is life in something, it is responsible for clashing with you? Everything in the world that you encounter conflict with is non-living. Things that clash with you are non-living. The living can never clash. Therefore, you must immediately remember the example of the wall and not interfere further. So, in such events, take a break and then ask for some tea and snacks. Suppose a child throws a rock at you and you bleed. How would you react towards that child? You would be furious with him, even though he regrets his actions. And how would you react if you were hurt by a falling rock? You would not be angry because it was not thrown at you by anyone. Who is responsible for the rock that fell on you from a hilltop? You must learn to understand this world. If you come to me, I will make you worry-free. You can live happily with your wife and enjoy the worldly life. You will even enjoy getting your children married. Your wife also will be delighted. She will come to me saying, "I must admit, you have made my husband so wise." Supposing your wife has a quarrel with the neighbors and she is so enraged that she begins to yell at you as you enter your home. What should you do? Should you get angry also? When such events occur, you should adjust and carry on. You do not know who or what made her so furious. You are a man, so you should not allow a dispute to ensue. If she begins to argue with you, just calm her down. Conflict means differences of opinion.
Science,
worth understanding.
I want to avoid conflicts, but what am I to do when someone deliberately comes to quarrel with me?
If you fight with this wall, how long can you keep fighting? If you hurt your head from walking into the wall, do you start yelling and punching at it? In the same manner, consider your antagonist a wall. Is there a need to blame him? We ourselves have to understand that the other person is like a wall. By doing this, you will avoid all problems.
If we remain silent, they become more irritated and annoyed with us, and they even assume that the fault is ours.
Do you think your silence has anything to do with it? If you wake up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom and bump into the wall in the dark, does it happen because you remain silent? Whether you speak up or remain silent has no bearing on the situation. There is no such thing as affecting a person by your silence or even by your speech. No one has the independent authority to change any situation. Everything is run by only scientific circumstantial evidences. If no one has the power, how can anything be spoiled in this world? If the wall had any power, you would too. Is it capable of confronting you? The same applies to everyone else too. Whatever account your wife has come with, she will not leave you without settling it. She is simply an instrument in settling your account. You cannot escape this. What is the point of shouting and complaining when she has no control over her speech? Therefore, become like a wall yourself. If you continue to be verbally abusive to your wife, the God within her will take note of it. On the other hand, if you become like a wall when she abuses you, the God within you will help you. The fact that the wall collides with you is due to your own mistake. It is not the wall's fault. People ask, "Is everyone a wall then?" Yes, they are all walls. I see this in my enlightened view of the universe and tell you the way it is. This is not a lie. There is no difference between colliding with a wall and getting into an argument over differences in opinion with someone. It is essentially the same thing. Both are blind. A person bumps into a wall because he cannot see, and a person gets into conflicts because he cannot see. The first situation, the person cannot see what lies ahead of him, and in the latter, he cannot find a solution ahead of him, so he gets into disagreements. All these anger, pride, attachment, and greed arise because of inability to see what lies ahead. This is how we should understand this. It is not the fault of the wall, but of the person who is hurt by it. All these are walls only. All situations are like the wall. When you clash with a wall, you do not go to find who was at fault. There is no need to prove who is right and who is wrong. You must think of those who are clashing with you as walls. Look for the door, so even in the darkness you will be able to find your way out of it. You need to make it a rule not to clash with anyone. You do not want conflicts with anyone.